The local body elections are now behind us, and in Rotorua Lakes, Fisher Wang, who turned 19 a couple of weeks ago, has become Rotorua's youngest councillor and the second youngest in the country. And he says he's determined to make a difference, and Fisher joins us now. Hi, Fisher.
Hey, Karen. How are you?
Good. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Are you still reeling from the news?
Yes. It's been a really exciting and I should say hectic past few days, really. A lot of phone calls, a lot of missed notifications.
A lot of missed notifications?
Yes.
I bet. When did you decide that you wanted to get into politics?
Well, during high school, I've always been quite interested in politics. And I finished high school last year, and I had everything all ready to go down to Victoria to study law and environmental science. And while I was, I had everything planned and I was supposed to move down, in March. And a few weeks before I was supposed to move down, there was a thought that came into my head thinking, telling me, is that really what you want to do? And that thought kind of grew bigger and bigger and made me really have a think about, oh, actually, law might not be what I want to do, and I might have to have a rethink about this. So I decided, you know what, let's take a gap year, and, I've got my whole life ahead of me. I've got so many more opportunities. May as well think it through and make the right decision that I feel is right for me.
That's very wise. Yep. Good.
Yeah.
Good idea.
And I saw that, I knew that it was a local government elections coming up, and I thought, hey, you know what? Let's give local government a go, and because our community here in Rotorua is so great, and I was born and grew up here, so I've loved every moment of it. So I thought, you know what? Let's give it a go and try and give back to the community.
And what kind of campaigning did you do?
So because now we live in the day of technology, right? So Instagram, Facebook was kind of my go-to campaigning, Facebook ads.
You started off with your friends, and then also you booked a whole lot of Facebook ads.
Yes. as well as some billboards around town.
Who helped you pay for that?
I saved up. I came into this campaign quite seriously, so it wasn't like a out of the spur, decision that I made, and it wasn't like something that I was, I was bored, I was looking for something to do. I had been planning this for a while, so yeah. I had saved up quite a bit to, fund the campaign.
Oh, well done, of your own money.
Yes.
You've been working at McDonald's, I hear.
Yeah, so I'm actually the cafe manager at the Fenton Street McDonald's.
So you're still there?
Yes, but I'm in the process of talking to the franchisees just to make sure, because now that there is this outcome, I want to focus 100% on council, and I'm really privileged to have people who have elected me on, and my wishes are to fulfil basically that promise of helping our community.
So you won't be going to university then in the short while. You're going to focus on this. And in terms of payment, do they pay you to be on the council enough to live, or will you have to carry on working at McDonald's?
There is a salary, but it's to cover basic. It's not a lot, but it is enough to live on. There are some councillors that I know who that is their primary job. That is their job. And they do a really good job at it. But for me, being out of this, it's just the position itself is really rewarding for me. So I think, I probably will give it my 100% and we'll see what happens.
Good on you. So most importantly, Fisher, what are your policies? What do you hope to change or to support in council?
I was running to, give our council basically a breath of fresh air. Before I got on, we only had one councillor who was under 50, and she's done an amazing job, and she was the youngest councillor who was elected onto Rotorua Lakes Council earlier on at 21. And you know, she's done a great job campaigning for our youth to improve the impact of the youth voice. But being, you know, sometimes like that lone voice, it's a bit hard to get that message through. So that's why I was kind of running to increase awareness of the decisions made now and how it will impact the future. And things around like sustainability, that what we're seeing with the climate strikes, I think it's a message to those older councillors that our youth, we care about the future. We care about the future that is going to be left to us. So that's why I think we're seeing so many younger candidates as well running for the local body elections.
Absolutely. And I see in your photo that you're wearing a blue suit and a blue tie. Does that mean you're of right-leaning or you stood as an independent?
Totally a coincidence.
Okay. That's something you'll have to learn if you wear a blue tie or a red tie.
Yes. And that is definitely, I've had a few comments about that, but that is definitely something I'll be watching out next time. Yeah, I'm running as an independent, mainly because, you know, I want us to get together and actually do some work. It's all right if you're, you know, left-leaning or right-leaning, but what I want is us to come together and think about the best possible outcomes for our communities. You know, basically stop the dirty politics from happening.
I bet your parents are absolutely so proud of you.
Oh, yes. well, initially, when I first told them about thinking about running for council, they were a bit weary. They asked me, oh, Fisher, do you really want to go into politics? Thinking that I might be going down the wrong path. But I told them my plans and they've been very supportive ever since. And they've been so supportive across my whole campaign. And then when I told them the news that I was elected from the preliminary results, they were delighted. They were so happy for me.
I bet. They immigrated to New Zealand from Taiwan 20 years ago?
Yeah, but over 20 years ago now, probably nearly 25, and they started a farm out here in Kaharoa, rural Kaharoa. So I don't know what came into their mind when they thought, you know what, let's all move to New Zealand, especially rurally, and start up a farm. But I'm glad that they made that decision.
Yes. Have you got any brothers and sisters?
So I have a younger brother who's year 9 at the moment. I've had to probably drag him to a few events and drag him out to help put up my billboards. But yeah, he's quite happy as well.
Fantastic, his famous older brother.
Yes.
Well, congratulations, Fisher, and I hope you have a very successful time on the council and get to change some of the things that you campaigned on. So, and thank you for talking to us.
No problem. Thank you so much.
That's 19-year-old Fisher Wang, who's a newly elected councillor for Rotorua Lakes.